Now, just ahead of Strictly Tonight on BBC One is the return of this.
Any stair, me next stair, me boy.
It was sorcery, so you're certain of it.
Tusk the edge.
Never reveal your secret to anyone.
Can't hide anything from me, mother.
Today you will fight for glory and for honor.
That has got to hurt.
Merlin, it's not a pillow fight.
I need your help.
Very well.
Can't you just admit your feelings for Gwen?
He's going to destroy Camelot!
Camelot will not fall to a sorcerer while I'm king.
No!
Magic is back. Merlin, coming soon on BBC One.
6:40 tonight for the return of Merlin. He's still having to conceal his magical powers from King Uther Pendragon, played by Anthony Head. Do you remember Anthony Head? You'll know him straight away, even if you don't know the name, because he was Rupert Giles in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was the man in the Gold Blend ads. And I've been asking him what we can expect from Series 2 of Merlin.
It's bigger, better, all the stuff that you kind of hope a second season's going to be. Bigger scripts, more adventurous scripts, bigger effects, bigger CGI, you know, all the stuff. In fact, it's proved quite hard to make this time because it's just crammed with stuff.
What's been difficult for you?
Well, not for me, actually. I just sort of swan in and look mean, moody and... I try to look magnificent, but...
So I missed my cue. You do. You do.
No, but I'm not in costume now. Though. It's less magnificent.
This is King Uther Pendragon that you play. Explain why he's cross. He's not a fan of witchcraft and magic, is he?
He's no. I mean, 20 years ago, he came into this land there was a purge, a great purge. He basically blamed magic on undermining society and... His whole sort of raison d'etre seems to be, you know, he's taken up this gauntlet. It's a sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, because most of the people that he purged, their relatives and people down the line, are now coming back at him. So it is true that most of the bad that goes on in the kingdom is because of magic, but that's basically because he... he killed all the relatives in the first place. It's sort of... I mean, I suppose it's redolent of conflict... and wars today, you know, there are people fighting for things that happened centuries ago. But it makes it interesting to play. It makes him, he's not just an evil guy who shouts a lot. In fact, I try not to shout. I do try not to shout.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you found your king voice from.
About a third of the way through, one of the directors, Ed, came to me and said, I love what you're doing with your voice. I said, what am I doing? He said, that low thing that you do with your voice. I'm not purposely doing anything low. And then from then on in, you know, Uther's down there now, and I really enjoy being down there. But it's interesting because it does actually give him some sort of, I don't know, presence.
Do you do that in everyday life now when you're on the phone to the bank or something? Have you tried it?
No.
Should we try it? Should we try a king-like line?
Well, I sort of already have.
You can't do it without laughing here.
No, I can't, because it's not serious.
We were discussing in the office about some of the roles you've had prior to this, and there's the King, there's Buffy's mentor, there's the Prime Minister in Little Britain, and you seem to be cast as a figure of authority. Is that an accident?
Yeah, it's not real life. There's not very much authority. Ask my family. I guess, you know, I mean, what I've tried to do across the board really is keep people guessing as to what I do and who I am. Because then it keeps the options open. It gives you more choices, and people will cast me in all manner of guises.
Fans of those iconic shows that you mentioned wouldn't forgive me if I didn't ask you whether there was any chance of either of them returning, either Buffy or Little Britain. Have you heard anything? Has the phone rung?
No, the phone's been steadily silent. There's always been talk about the follow-up series of Ripper, of Giles's story. I would adore to work with Joss Whedon. He's a genius. Little Britain, I think the boys are going to distance themselves from it for a bit, because I think they're keen to do some more stuff. They've got so much up their sleeve and so many ideas. Somewhere down the line, I would hope maybe we'll revisit it as a, doing a special or something. But I think for the moment, I think Little Britain US kind of put the button on it.
I'd like to play to you my first reminiscence of you as an actor.
Ooh.
Hello.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm having a dinner party and I've run out of coffee.
Come in.
Thank you.
Will Goldblend be too good for your guests?
Oh, I think they could get used to it.
It's a very sophisticated coffee.
They have very sophisticated taste.
Do they?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Where would you go? I hadn't heard. No, who's that? Yeah, it was one of those bizarre things. The copywriter, Jerry Green, said sat me down at one point and said, and me and Sharon said, be prepared to be household faces. And I, okay, whatever. And then just the series just went on. I mean, it two became four, became six, became 12 in the end. We didn't. It's nice that it's sort of, I mean, it's in the public consciousness, but I mean, it's been supplanted by Buffy and Little Britain and now Merlin, because Merlin, I think, is going to be iconic as well. It's you can already feel it. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got humour, it's got scares, it's got, you know, it's got tension, thrills, and it's got spectacle.
And is the king going to chill out a bit?
No. No, the King's really got the Jones for it now.
And this has taken off in America. NBC are involved with this as well.
Yeah, it's done really well. It's done worldwide. It's huge in Australia. It's America's done really well. It's one of those shows that you just think, why did no one ever do this before? It ticks all the boxes.
He was ever so charming yesterday, Anthony Head. Very generous with his time. And it returns to BBC One tonight at 6:40 if you're a Merlin fan.